I shall share with you one of this precious testimony of my nephew, Pastor Sumber. My nephew, Pastor Sumber, became a pastor simply because the Lord God had revealed to him his true identity as the Son of God. And so when our Lord Jesus Christ revealed to my nephew that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, thereafter, my nephew offered himself to repent of his sins and became a pastor, as our Lord Jesus Christ revealed to him and saved him from the hand of power of darkness as well as eternal torment. It so happened that my nephew was not a believer, and as a matter of fact, he was involved in the Buddhist religion as he believed in Buddha. And so he had the spirit of Antichrist before, simply because all of his families are involved in Buddhism. And so he got married to a wife, and the mother-in-law went to a fortune teller who told her to divorce the son-in-law and kill him so that the daughter would be set free to have a better fortune and marry somebody else, as my nephew could not bring any good luck to her daughter. And so his mother-in-law insisted to try to divorce her daughter and kill my nephew by using the black magic. And at that point of time, it so happened that my nephew's wife's cousin was a preacher. And he told my nephew that if he needed any help, especially during great tribulations, he can always call the name of Jesus. At that point of time, my nephew did not believe none of his words and was very much against Christ Jesus. However, it so happened that as the black magic was sent by his mother-in-law to kill him, he was under great torment. And in a month, he could not sleep nor eat, as the black magic was put on his body, and he suffered greatly simply because there was a lump in his neck that prevented him from eating anything down, neither from breathing. And so my dearly beloved, my nephew, Pastor Sumber, was under such a great distress and torment physically and spiritually. Furthermore, the devil would attack him left and right, and even turned his wife to be a tiger to claw on him physically and attack him. So as he went through such a state of distress and confusion, he would try anything and everything, including calling all of his gods and whatever it takes to get rid of all of this torment. But nonetheless, nothing seemed to work, even though he had called all of his gods and do whatever superstitions he was supposed to do, but nothing worked. So ultimately, when he was about to die, since he could not sleep nor eat, he finally had only one way out, that is Christ Jesus, simply because he had tried everything and anything except for Christ Jesus. And he remembered the voice of his wife's cousin that told him, in great distress, call the name of Jesus. And my dearly beloved, it was indeed the grace of God and our Lord Jesus Christ to reveal himself unto my nephew, Pastor Sumber. Thereafter, under the greatest torment, and when he was about to die, he cried with all of his heart and called the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. The very moment he shouted and cried from his heart, genuinely seeking for help, in the name of Jesus Christ, and cried to the Lord God, and as he shouted the name of Jesus Christ, please help me, all of a sudden he heard a huge explosion at his back, and He was set free from all of that torment. The demon left him, and he was set free from the chain of the demon and the power of the black magic and the power of darkness. And all of a sudden, the lump was gone. The torment that was in his heart was removed, and he experienced the super peace that suddenly replaced the tormenting heart. Thereafter, my nephew, Pastor Sumber, realized that indeed, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah and praise God. As Pastor Sumber, my nephew, repented and confessed his sins before Almighty God and before our Lord Jesus Christ, recognizing that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thereafter, my nephew, Pastor Sumber, was able to eat healthily and began to study the truth of the Word of God and gave himself up as a servant of the living God, dedicating his whole life unto Jesus as a pastor. So you see, my dearly beloved, indeed what our Lord Jesus Christ has said is absolutely true. Just as it is written in Luke chapter 10, verse 22, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him.